Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I was commenting that Carter is already texting me at about 10 I don't want to say an adult establishment. No, he's not seen strippers, but he's at a bar.
Zorba's?
Mm-mm. No, and we're not going to start the whole Zorba's debate, too, either.
Drove by a Zorba's over the
Zorba's,
weekend.
Zorba's, what they do, they're great at it. And all the people are getting preachy about it. Calm down. By the way, this is from a foodie. This guy says, I don't go to fast food. But you know what? Zorba's, they're having a lot of fun. This goes back to, what was it, like 3 years ago when I tweeted out?
Maybe two years ago.
What was it? Is this the most popular greater Minnesota restaurant? Something like that, right?
Yeah, something of that nature.
And the amount of people, no, it's terrible. It's awful. I didn't say Gavin Kaysen.
Yeah.
And Russell Kline have come together to provide. It's almost all of them are rather crowded. So Carter's with his annual trip. No, he did not convert to Judaism and take the day off like Jordana did for Yom Kippur and just a grotesque act in the UK. The amount of anger on our country, on our planet, is just unending. We're going to get to some of that anger right here. In a different area. That's Dave Harrigan. I'm Chad Hartman. We're here until 3. Jason not only will make his regular Thursday appearance with us, but he'll follow before Twins playoff action. What time does that start?
Still waiting on the first pitch confirmation.
Okay. We will talk a little playoff baseball, though, with the Major. His Padres stay alive, and that's a night game tonight, I think. I mean, I heard Cubs fan line with Hauser. You know, I mean, we had Coomer on for like an hour and a half breaking down the Cubs lineup. I text him. Cubs fan line, he goes, why not?
They are a 4:08 local time.
That's a 4:08er.
Yes, 4:08 for us.
At Wrigley.
Yes.
Do you like that the series now stays just in one location?
For a 3-game series, yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a bit, how many games? The Padres won, what, 93, 94 games? Check the schedule. It is rather a lot of games you can win, and then you're just on the road.
Padres won 90.
90.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dodgers won 93 to win that division.
Yeah. And the Cubs just won the division, so that's the way.
No, Brewers won the division.
Oh, that's right.
Brewers had 97. Cubs won 92.
Yeah, that's right. So the Brewers and Phillies have sat, and the Blue Jays and Mariners are sitting, and we're really sitting. We're really saying. Okay, first topic is I'm coming down here, and I see a spot where I'm going to park, and it's going to require parallel parking.
Mm. Get the gloves on for it? The driving gloves?
already on. The leather gloves, you know, just covering the palm, not the fingers. Percentage of people who drive with gloves on in Minnesota today. What is that percent of people?
Those
with
who are serious
gloves?
About it, 95%.
95%.
If you're a serious driver, you put on the leather.
Please tell me that you know someone who drives with driving gloves on, because I take it so serious. 651-461-9226. So I see a spot where I'm going to have to parallel park. And closed circuit Rick Cupcella, there's a lot of people down here today, okay? And so I can see people are behind me. I hit the signal. So I'm trying to signal, hey, if you can understand what I'm about to do. I can't really hit the, I don't have on my car, maybe you do, about to parallel park. Now, when they finally come up with my invention, and it is going to make trillions of dollars, the communication device, the electronic communication device front and back of the car, I could have said about to parallel park, and then the person would have saw it and would have, I understand.
When you hit the signal, was it as you were approaching the spot, or you didn't wait till you stopped in front of the spot and then hit the
signal? No, it was approaching.
Okay, good.
Now I didn't have a lot of time.
You don't always have a lot of time.
You
I
don't, right?
Sometimes
with the parallel
spot,
park.
You're looking, boom, there it is. Okay.
Right, exactly. And the individual behind me just lays on the horn as I stop. I mean, it was a full, it was a niner. 0 to 10, a niner. That horn was on for, I'm going to say 4 seconds. Like, just wanting me to keep going. The idea that if they honk so long, in this case she, that I'm going to move.
I saw one of those last week. Different situation. UPS truck waiting to turn right, but people in the crosswalk and the woman behind her. It had to be 10 seconds. And the driver's like, what do you want me to do? People, I'm going to not run over people.
As you know, people down here and the crosswalk, it's bizarre. Like today, and I'll get back to the parking thing in a second, I get up here, and at the time, there were no cars coming, right? And so I walked through the crosswalk, even though it was red, so yeah, I broke the law. And there was like 3 people, and they were together, and I could see them talking, like, look, who is this guy? There was a break in traffic. Nobody. I'm fine.
I've seen both a cop and a Hennepin County sheriff jaywalk this week.
And
tried to perform a citizen's arrest. They wouldn't allow it.
I'm a tremendous jaywalker. Does this count as jaywalking if there were no they were in the distance, cars were coming, it was just red lights, right? I don't even think that's jaywalking. Is a jaywalking to me is the street and zigzagging like you're Bijan Robinson going through the Vikings defense.
I think if you're going against the light,
is that also
counts as jaywalking? And frankly, you might not be as good as you think you are if people are
phenomenal.
Noticing. Now people are noticing.
They could have been commenting on my skill.
Jaywalker, you don't even realize they're doing it.
Or the fact that if you're a 43-year-old woman, you'd kill to have my legs.
Or 33.
Yeah, there's some wrinkles. Not a lot of hair. I'm not a very hairy person.
No.
You're a fairly hairy person.
I've got some hair.
Yeah?
Not like
take your shirt off. Let's see how much hair you have.
I'd rather not.
Lift it up. Let's see. What, do we got a lot of chest lettuce? Oh, yeah.
I'm moderately hairy.
You're more than average, wouldn't you say?
I think I'm roughly in the average category.
I'm low.
You're very light.
Yeah, I'm light. Turn in my man card.
Not a lot of masculinity in you.
That's it. Low T. Hi, it's Chad Hartman for more chest hair. Okay, so I hit it. The horn is going on forever. Mm-hmm. Then stop, so I cannot back up. This is like 6-7 seconds.
Well, they're right behind you.
Oh, I mean, it looks like we're parallel park in the lane. Well, you know me, very flexible. I let things go very well. I just stopped. I'm not losing my parking spot over somebody acting like a jackass.
You shouldn't. They should figure it out. Get the message.
So finally, backs up briefly, rolls down the window and gives me this one. What's this?
That's a bird right there.
That's flipping the bird. Flip the bird, made sure to roll down the window, lean the head out too, looked right at me, and gave me the finger.
Did you get a good look at the individual?
I did, but it's not like I'm gonna, you know, gonna text O'Hara and say, "Hey, come here, come on over." Psst, got a tip for you. So then I gave the horn back too, right? Should I have rose above?
I think you sunk.
Did I then lower to that level?
You were in the mud.
I don't mind the horn. You know me; I'm a horn believer.
Yeah, but you don't do the horn in that situation if you're riding the high road.
I didn't say I was trying to ride the high road. You know, the finger, I think I could have just probably just should have laughed or not acknowledged. But again, it was not a toot. It was longer than a toot. What's longer than a toot?
A blare?
A blare. I gave a blare. You know, and then I got the finger again.
Another finger.
Driving away the finger again after the blare.
Okay. And was that when, like, out the side window looking at you right through your
Well, when she drove by me, so the idea this is just a man who would do it, get out of here with that thing. Okay. Certainly more likely, but in this case, equal opportunity. I am woman, hear me roar. Stared right at me, gave me the finger, didn't say, I thought I could get not only the finger, but saying the F you, did not get that. And then when I gave the blare, finger went back out as she drove away. What's your move when you're mad on the road? What is your move? Is it nothing? Because I get it. The answer should be cool, calm, collected. You're Tom Brady. You're looking tremendous. You're focused. One play at a time. You got Bill Belichick screaming at you, and you're not fazed by it. And you end up winning and looking tremendous and going home to just, well, I don't think he's going home alone. Just a hunch. What is your move when you're angry? Because I hit in the left turn signal for parallel parking. Is that going? Do I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, unlike Donald, who has solved seven, okay, six, okay, five, okay, maybe some brief pauses in like one war? The left turn signal, do you think most people even do the left turn signal when they're parallel parking?
I hope they do. Most people don't use it when they're turning.
You're correct on that. It's so odd. Especially when they're going like from the left lane to the right lane, just very abruptly.
Yes, that's fine.
Very, very abruptly, they still don't signal. What is your move, and do you ever give the finger? I cannot tell you the last time I don't think I've ever given the finger behind the wheel. Have you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a horn person. I shake my head. I might slow down a little bit if somebody's driving way too fast and we're in the center lane. The finger? No, I can't. I jokingly give the finger. Well, I know the last time I received the finger from Susie the other day. She didn't really mean it.
I think she did.
I don't think she
did. There was hate in her heart.
There was hate in her heart. What's your move when you're angry behind the wheel? And we got it. It should be calm. Namaste. Cleansing breath. Do Pilates right there in the car. You know, like you try to get the reformer in the car, that's going to be kind of tough. Maybe you got a very long car. Maybe that's when you have the driving gloves on. You know? 6-5-1. Way too cold next week, by the way. Look at that forecast.
62.
In the 60s. Jeez. Get out of here with that. Thanks a lot, Brad. We're trying to do a charity event, you know, yesterday and playing golf when it was flawless out. Next week when I'm playing, I'm going to need a parka on. Parka! Get the parka ready. 651-461-9226 when you're ticked off behind the road. What's your move? What I should do, you sign up for Stretch Lab. You know, and just relax while the trained professionals at the double figures of locations we have in Stretch Lab. So don't tell me you don't have one close to you. Go to stretchlab.com. Dozen plus in this area. They help me every single time. They help Quinton every single time. Any of my friends who go, any of the folks who've listened to me here and reach out. By the way, if you ever want to reach out to me on a comment on the show, comment on one of the sponsors, something, you can always send an email, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. chad.hartman@odyssey.com. I truly go to Stretch Lab on a regular basis. There's no way I'm going to lie about this. I am someone who should stretch more. I don't enough. And when I walk out of Stretch Lab, I feel better. Since 2019 for me, go right now. Maybe you're running the marathon. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you're a golfer. Maybe you sit around too much. Go to Stretch Lab right now today, stretchlab.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it Joe Cocker's birthday?
No.
What do we got?
75 years ago today.
Okay.
The very first Peanuts
right.
comic strip
yep.
appeared in print.
Chuck.
That's right. Charles Schulz. So why does this one fit? Where does this recording come from?
I'd love if it was at First Ave.
No, it was at Woodstock.
Okay.
Who's Snoopy's little buddy, the little yellow bird? Woodstock. We have Peanuts-themed bumpers today.
Peanuts-themed bumpers. Very good.
Yep.
Very good. Can I mention something real quick, too? I tweeted this out yesterday. I love First Avenue. Probably five shows this year. Some years, 20. I went to school with one of the great human beings, Katie Severkerson. And through Katie and through attending a lot of shows, I would meet her brother, Conrad. Conrad followed his buddy, his brother, Billy, to work at First Ave. Conrad started at First Ave in 1988, maybe even late 1987. He quickly moved up, and 1990 became the stage manager. Some point in the early 90s, we met, and he came up to me and said something like, Katie says you're the real deal. Anytime you want to go to a show, reach out. And 95% of the time, I didn't reach out to him, but I would see him. And most of the times, he was just so busy, it was a quick nod or was...
It's a big job on a show night.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And I just would learn over the years how beloved Conrad became, and his brother Billy passed away before, and Dermot Cowley, who you hear often on this show, who owns O'Donovan's right across the street, who is as close a friend as I have on the planet. I love the man. He texted me the other day and said, Conrad died. Conrad had battled cancer for a while, and from some accounts I've heard that people thought he was getting better, but he passed away at the age of 66. Hmm. And if you're a music lover and a concert lover or a First Avenue lover, since 1988, until 2 days ago, somehow Conrad Severkerson played a role. Just a character. Just driven, related. Think about it. You're the stage manager. All the acts that you have to deal with. And again, testament is what are the people so close to you think? And every time I talk to somebody, they're like, we can't imagine the place without him. And Conrad left us, so a tip of the cap to Conrad. I think I have a Katie number because we were such great friends a long time ago. I sent her a text. I know Mark also, just a great family, 10 kids. So, Conrad, my brother, wherever you are, I hope you listen to some music. Let's go to some texts. And what do you do when you're angry behind the road? Chad. You will be driving later with only one glove on. Four. That is correct. I will be with the aforementioned Mr. Cowley. Hopefully that ball will end up in the shorter grass and we'll have a little more solid contact. That would be nice. Chad, if you can add a U-turn signal to your parallel parking signal, I'll invest all $12 of my savings. A voice to text, small LED bar on the front back. I agree. I've been thinking about it for decades. Don't take my idea.
Well, they said decades.
Oh, this has been for a while for me. Just because, you know, you're relatively new to the shenanigans. Somebody's going to do it, and they're going to make a killing. Make a killing. I like to give a smirk, a texter says, and then the enthusiastic thumbs up. Okay, so what's your move normally?
Depends who's in the car with me.
Okay, it's you solo.
If I'm solo, I get more angry than I should.
Yeah.
I don't do the bird often. I absolutely have done it. But I will cuss a blue streak. I'll yell.
Will you look them in the eye and say, go bleep yourself?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. I one time, when somebody, this huge truck coming down here, cut me off, and I just looked at him, and the guy cut me off and stopped, and I thought, here we go.
Ooh.
I didn't get the finger. I didn't do anything. Just cut. And he was coming from, we're going straight towards each other. We both had the green. I turned in the right lane. He did have a bigger vehicle, so maybe he felt I needed to stop for him, and I just kind of gave that look of disgust. Cut me off, waited 5 seconds. I thought, I'm stuck right here, and then kept going. And he hit the horn a few times, like as a signal of, I don't think it was we're good. It was kind of go bleep yourself.
Probably looked back in the mirror, saw who he was messing with.
Listen, see shoulders like this. Yeah. You're going to be a little weird. When people give my husband the finger, he would make the sign of the cross to them like he was blessing them, and many of them would look incredibly sheepish.
It's a good move.
I shake my head in a way that might offer up the childish reaction. If someone is tailgating me, I look at my rearview mirror, smile, then flip up the mirror. They hate that. I ram their bumper and follow them for 2 hours. Kidding. I used to honk, but I suck it up now because too many people have guns. Chad, I'm currently giving the finger with both hands and driving with my knees.
Talent.
I never give my finger to anyone. I'm above that. Okay. I love driving junk cars because I need to get them somewhere. People try to block me. I just drive right at them. I don't know about that. I flip the bird. I drive by a house or business that still is displaying a Trump campaign sign. I absolutely enjoy doing this. Whenever I get impatient or angry driving, I sing the overrated theme song. It's my Zen. Josh, very good. No finger, I applaud and smile at them. Major in seconds.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what that means is Major sent us a text. Hey, something popped up. Can we move it to 105? We will. We're pliable. We're flexible.
You go to Stretch Lab. Of course you're flexible.
Most of us are flexible, and it worked out well, too, because it's 40. This is the normal time I would get to the Am I Wrong committee anyway.
It's disappointing. Really disappointing.
If it was Major, maybe I just knew because it was Major, we'd be there right at 35.
Well, he'll be with you at the top of the next hour right after the news.
Good.
He has confirmed.
Good. Let's go.
Thankfully. Wrong national nightmares.
Yeah. Well. Am I wrong? The committee is split, not happy about the Thursday appearance again?
Yeah, you demanded it again yesterday as we were exiting the building.
Not quite what I said.
I had to, of course, you know the meeting is typically on a Thursday evening, so I had to gather together and say, hey, look, we got to do a Zoom right now. This man who's already under censure is demanding an am I wrong out of
censure. I forgot I'm under censure.
Luckily,
okay. So
most people were able to, you know, whether they're at the kids' soccer game or happen to be at home, they were able to join for
a brief meeting.
This
is a group of people without friends.
Are you saying I don't have friends? Are you not
my
friend? Well,
I know that. Coworker.
You've called me a friend before. Don't go back on that.
I was damage.
Anyway, half the committee is playing under
protest.
Can I
just look at Twitter while this is going on?
No, because this is very important.
Okay.
We're going to start with one of your favorite people ever to grace the halls of WCCO Radio.
Oh.
Aside from myself.
Yeah.
Susie Jones.
Oh. 29 years today?
29 years. You heard her filling in, covering the Adam and Jordana show. They usually need two people to do 9 to noon.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And she didn't prep at all. That was clear.
Yeah. She did it with half her brain tied behind her back. It was amazing.
When the guest comes out, what's your last name anyway? It's just, that's Susie. That's what we love.
There's big fans of Susie, of course, across the Twin Cities.
Yes, without a doubt.
Committee member James, he might lead the fan club. He loves Susie Jones.
Does he have teeth?
Oh, yes. He's got a good set of chompers. Mm. I don't know what the 401k is like. I don't know if he's a great kisser.
Yeah, I got a 401k note for you later, too. Well,
thank you for that. You giving me half?
No.
Anyway, speaking of Susie, for having the uncanny abilities to say something before her brain even thinks of it, to get more days off than the rest of us combined, yet still keep getting more days off.
Yes.
To be the greatest gossip in the history of the good neighbor, yet still get people to confide in her.
Yes. Yes, that's everything you've said is accurate so far.
It's so good. Oh, my goodness. To be equally capable of likely crushing a newscast as she is to leave us wondering what in the world she was talking about.
Yes.
Susie Jones, if there was a WCCO Radio Hall of Fame, and let's be honest, there should be. In the halls of CCO,
yeah.
We used to have our very own Hall of Fame.
That's a good point.
She would be an easy first ballot selection.
Am I wrong?
For me, she's my number one pick. Because I just love her. And so do you. And she's all of that. She is, like I said yesterday, one word, I hyphened it, unpredictably fun. Because she's unpredictable. There are times when she's crabby and not in the mood.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the days that I just agitate her even more.
No,
those are the days I interrupt her more.
Not you.
And just get her going.
Usually sidle up for a hug while she's doing
something. I will, or I'll be juggling right next to her, you know, or just doing some other things, or groping you just to distract her. But she's always fun. She, to last at one place for 29 years, including working for a few people who were in charge of her, I can think of four of them, and one is just a disgusting person who's in jail right now for just disgusting acts, and three others who just bullied Susie on a regular basis. And she sought help when she needed it. She talked about that yesterday. But I can't imagine walking in here when Susie steps away. And I don't think she wants to, right? She likes it. She's still good. By the way, if you need a reporter to go out on a scene and ask the difficult questions to comfort someone who's lost someone or ask a tough question to a police chief or a mayor, she's the one. Susie is truly the real deal. She's great.
Well, you celebrated with her, well, and myself, I should say, today by bringing in a little lunch.
I did.
That was kind of you. Egg flip.
Egg flip.
Egg
yep.
flip. Downtown here, a few locations.
Yep.
Egg sandwich. It was, the scrambled eggs, cheese, bacon, onions. There was avocado in there. Delicious.
I think it was a little turkey in there, too.
I don't see any turkey.
I took yours. I liked it better.
You just pulled the turkey out.
Mm.
Thank you for that. Well, that got me thinking about something we've talked about in committee meetings. We've never brought it to a formal resolution.
Oh, okay.
But we need to do that today.
Right. Let's go.
America, far too uptight about which foods and drinks can be consumed at specific times of day. Very uptight.
100% right.
Of course.
Should we call Mr. Calendar? You know? Well, he's probably inebriated right now if he's at the bar at 10.
Guaranteed
so.
He is.
Oh, wait, text me at 10. God knows what time he arrived.
Pancakes and egg at dinner should not be a novelty.
Yeah.
Spaghetti and meatballs in the morning shouldn't be viewed of as the breakfast of a psychopath. Tall glass of orange juice with a steak, that's fine. Pepsi with an omelet, also fine. You know what? Roll how you want to roll. Of course, we can talk alcohol, too. Oh, don't drink before noon. But unless it's in a mimosa or a Bloody Mary, then good on you, buddy. Go
right,
get them.
Right.
It's all
ridiculous. You don't really have a martini at 8 unless we're troubled and worried about you.
Well, the committee says if you want to roll out of bed, do an old-fashioned at 7 a.m., you know, do it responsibly. But you do you. P. Hegseth, he wants to tighten the standards for our military. Well, I say we
speaking
stand
of a guy
up,
who'd have a little drink early in the morning.
We stand up to big breakfast, big lunch, and big dinner, and we fight to loosen the standards that they have artificially created for all of us to abide by. We will not abide anymore. No, woke might not work for our fighting forces, but it sure as heck will for our nation's gastronomy. All right, it's time to defund the food police. Let chaos run wild.
Am I wrong?
Can I give you a perfect example?
I think I gave you several, but go
ahead.
You
did. So yesterday, Kathleen and I share Q50-50, and her place is on the way, so I was just drop them off, and then we hang out. We get along great, and I have the greatest ex-wife on the planet. I just do. I mean, some of the stuff she's doing for me right now, it's absurd. I mean, I am so lucky. I mean, clearly she is the best ex-husband on the planet. That's been given for a long time. So she gets me smaller Pepsis. Because she knows I like
the mini
Pepsi.
Cans.
The mini cans. Yeah. Like the 7 ounces or whatever. And so I just take one.
The Chad size, she calls it.
I walked into that one, didn't I? Not, hold on, let me put my size 13 shoes up there. Not a problem. And then she goes, I'm making eggs for Q. Why don't you have some? I go, I got a Pepsi. She's like, who cares? I had a Pepsi and kind of a scrambly omelet situation yesterday. Wasn't phased at all.
There you go.
They worked together. Now, the food and drink at weird times have to mix. I'm not sure your orange juice and steak combo to the palate actually works.
It wouldn't be for me, but some people might say, you know what? Hey, steak and eggs for breakfast, that's okay. You can have orange juice with steak and eggs. Why can't you have orange juice with your ribeye in the evening?
I was dealing with that bad stomach for a while, and I told you, so I went by Crossroads Deli and their matzo ball soup to try to help with the belly a little bit, and picked up food for 22. So the other day, Saturday, when we're eating before he had therapy, we both only had a half our sandwich, and he's eating like they have a super grilled cheese with turkey on there too. And he's like, is this lunch? I go, no, this is breakfast too. He goes, this is breakfast? I go, yeah. I may have influenced the committee. That's how influential I am, subliminally sending them a message. Because you're right. First of all, spaghetti and meatballs, tremendous meal. Doesn't get enough credit. Gets viewed as like, okay, you know, I always have spaghetti and meatballs. When it's done well, elite.
Do you have a strong preference over meatballs versus the meat sauce?
Mm.
Not that meat sauce.
I'd consume it with Paul. That'd be no problem. Preferably, I'd eat it with Paul after we play Golden Valley Country Club. Hello, Closed Circuit, Paul. We were talking about playing that. Why can't you do both? I'll give you a nice little key to spaghetti and meatballs. Put a combination of different cheeses on it and then bake it for about 10 minutes.
You like the baked pastas?
I do like the baked. I don't want it too dry, but I like a little bit of crust on there. It adds. Don't get it dry, you know, and don't put mayonnaise on there. Because I know you're probably Mr. Mayonnaise. You'd like to put some on there.
Oh.
Bake your pasta. I get it. Lasagna you're going to. But the ones that are traditionally boiled, if you bake it a little bit, right there.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. I'm giving you the chef's kiss. When's the last time you used the phrase chef's kiss until right now?
Just a couple days ago, actually.
Couple days ago, did you?
Yes.
By the way, when you're boiling that water, you better use your Kinetico drinking water system. Kinetico, a part of Aquarius, and Aquarius started in 1987, earning the right to be recommended. How long have I believed in it? Not exaggerating. since bought the first house in 1993. And right away, I'd heard about it, saw one of my father's place, and I haven't moved a lot, but the times I've moved, I've made sure Aquarius is a part of it with that great Connecticut drinking water system. Start the day. Don't start that day with that mini Pepsi. Okay, and again, Pepsi in a can, the only pop you should drink. Get out of here with Coke. Get out of here with Mountain Dew. What is the one that the caller likes?
See an RC Cola guy?
I thought he was something else. I don't think it's
Dr.
an RC.
Pepper? I
think it's a Dr. Pepper maybe thing. Again, remember he told us the mall's a party yesterday. The caller interview, very fun yesterday. Go
probably
back.
I had at least three of them at Cowboy Jack, I bet.
Track it down in the podcast. You also want the water softener, right? You want the water softener so when you do your dishes, when you do your laundry, when you take your shower, right? And then, guess what? Your lows are going to be in the 40s next week. Thumbs down from the committee. The weather committee that we're a part of. Get that furnace tuned up. Make sure the AC is working okay when it's 90 this weekend. They can work with the utility room. They're truly good people. They're responsible. You can sign up for a monthly plan. Reach out today. AquariusHomeServices.com. Remind people the theme, and I was tied to an anniversary.
75th anniversary today of the very first Peanuts cartoon appearing in print. So we have Peanuts-related bumpers. We started with Joe Cocker performing at 1999 or 69's Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a little Snoop.
Got to be.
Works for me.
Perfect.
A little Snoop for you.
When you were young, were you much of a cartoon person in the newspaper?
Not much. I would look at the Sundays usually. You know, there's a couple that, I mean, Far Side was still in the heyday.
Yeah.
Right there. That a must.
Gary Larson, just brilliant.
Few others.
And he was the Vikings defensive lineman, too. Was able to do both.
Very good. Very talented.
Yes.
I loved the Peanuts, like.
The books?
Not the books, the videos, the cartoon videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a few of those, especially at my grandma's house. She had a few videos that we'd go watch over and over and over. They're great. Absolutely tremendous.
Yeah. Peanuts, 75 years and such an impact. What a remarkable run for Charles Schulz. Okay, let's go. Keep going.
Taylor Swift, big night for her tonight. Big day tomorrow as Life of the Showgirl drops midnight tonight. The world will celebrate. Mm-hmm. And the committee is predicting this will be her return to glory and critical acclaim that she didn't quite receive from her previous effort.
Not at all.
Tortured Poets Department. But this is all part of the plan, Chad. It was all part of the plan. Folks were a little down on the Tortured Poets. Multiple reasons. The main being that the real torture was reserved for those listening to it instead of the actual poet. Bottom line, even if Showgirl is just average for Taylor, just kind of her average effort, it will be simply by comparing it to Tortured Poets, her most heralded album ever. And the committee wants to give credit where credit is deserved. Taylor, playing the long game here.
Oh, so she put out a dog?
Releasing a dog of an album absolutely purposely so that she can be back to rule the world for years on end once again.
Am I wrong?
Well done, Taylor.
Yeah, you're concussed. I'll give you credit, though, because we did talk about it the day after.
No, the day of.
No, you're right. It was the day of. Well, it dropped at midnight, right? So, you're right. And you're like, both had listened to quite a bit. And I was not as strong as you in criticizing it. You're right. It was not up to her standards.
I'm not afraid of Big Swifty. I'll take on the nation.
You're not. Well, we're going to have a Big Swifty and a 235 because I have that already jotted down for DeRusha saying this is going to be a banger. If it's Life of the Showgirl, we're not going to get a lot of deep thinking. Who knows how many – I mean, I don't think she's going to be savaging any boyfriends because – she did that last one. Was that the Joe Alwyn guy, or am I forgetting? You know, she's engaged.
What if she goes after Travis in this one? He thinks he's heard all the tunes already.
Wow.
There's one that he hasn't.
What if the whole engagement, she did it for the real long game, and she is just going to destroy him song after song after song, including – thanks for bringing me into the NFL fold. You're dead to me now.
Yeah.
Dead to me. is her leading hit.
You would be nothing without Patrick Mahomes throwing you the ball. Let's be honest, Travis.
You're
average at best.
Cooked. And by the way, he is, right? He's done, don't
doesn't
you think?
Look good.
Throwing tantrums.
Andy Reid going after him, getting a little bump.
He throws a lot of tantrums, right? Seems like we've had four or five Kelce, Andy Reid.
He's an emotional player, Chad. He's emotional. He cares.
I know.
He cares. You just want those players that don't show any emotion, that don't care. That's what you want.
That's it. Normally, I don't want him to bumping chess with the head coach. And he gets to skate a little bit too much on that.
It is nice.
Excellent job by the committee.
Thank you.
With their flexibility, not only time and day. Major Garrett is next. Where do you get all the information on the show? You want to podcast the show. Chad Hartman Show, anywhere you get your podcast. I occasionally post some photos on Instagram. Chad Hartman Show, and then follow us on the X, @Dave_Harrigan, and also @Chad Hartman Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.